Today is Chav Ches Adar Beis, Tavshin Ayin Vav. We are up to Dav Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. Okay. And we're discussing the issue as to whether the when you do Kinyan Agav, you make a Kinyan on the property, does the Metalklin have to be actually sitting on the property or not? Says the Gemara Toshma, four lines on top. There are two laws regarding shtaris. One is if the vendor said to the buyer, Zuchu, Besadazula Plaini, I want you to be Zeiche, I want you to do a Kinyan Chazake on this field on behalf of that other person. The cost for lo yesh es hashtar, and I want you also to write him hashtar, v'kishal hashtar, and write him hashtar, choyze hashtar, you can, cause man, they didn't write the hashtar, you can actually change your mind, because what's the purpose of the hashtar in this case? The kinyan is a chazokah, the hashtar is purely as evidence, so if I don't want the hashtar, then I can change my mind. But v'enu choyze besada, I cannot, once the guy made a chazokah on the field, if I found the guy was kind. Oh, but if he says, I'm a nash tichtelez shtar, I'm you make a chazaka on the condition, I want you to write a shtar as well, then, choyze bein b'shtar bein b'sada. So therefore, I says I can change my mind on the shtar. Yeah, exactly. I can change my mind in the field as well. Now, Rav Chiya bar Abba said, there's actually a third law. Abba Rav Huna, named Rav Huna, shloish shtar, the third law. Today, Hodam, the two laws you just mentioned. Idach, the third law is, im kodam moicher, if the moicher got in the head. The cost of lo yes hashtar. If the moicher, the din is that a moicher is a seller wants to be ready, can have a section 32 prepared with all the agreements and all the details already before even the buyer made a decision. So in case he does, you are ready to pounce on him and they don't change his mind. Yeah. So and that's halacha. Im kodam moicher, the cost of lo yes hashtar. The moicher jumped in the head before you gave the money or anything else before we shook hands. And he wrote a shtar. The din is allowed to. We learned in Babasa. I can even write the guy's name in it. I can do everything.
Just about, in case he'll buy it.
Yeah, I don't want to change. The second he says yes, I'm giving
sign
him the contract.
The
exactly. Yeah, you're permitted to write a contract to a vendor. Where the buyer wasn't there. Kivon sheher. Now look at it. Now this is the part that we're interested in. Kivon sheherzik imoy bekarka. The moment the buyer made a kinyan chazaka on the property, nik neshtar bechol makom shu. He automatically gets the shtar with it. Now the shtar is metalkin. It's portable. The shtar is not sitting on the property. But as soon as you make a kinyan on the property, the buyer also has the shtar, so the vendor can't change his mind. By having a shtar, the vendor is basically guaranteeing the property, and therefore maybe he changes his mind. He heard rumor that somebody's coming to complain. Fafam, because the guy, when he made a kinyan and chazaka on the karka, agav, he's also kind of the shtar. Now, l'chayda, here we see clearly the shtar is not there, and yet through karka, you're kind of the shtar. Shema mino, that loy b'inu tziburim, but we see clearly from here that kinyan agav works, even though it's not sitting there on the karka itself. Says Gemara, it's not a raya. Shiny shtar. The relationship between a shtar and a property is very different than if I buy a house from you and a car. The house and the car are two separate entities. So to tell me kinyan agav, that's a chiddush. And maybe it has to be, the car has to be inside the garage or something. But over here, the whole purpose of the shtar is to for this karka. So exactly, the shtar is considered an extension of the land. So therefore, it's like the reins of a horse. The afsid of the aru, it's like the reins of the ground. It's part of the ground. Of course, it's connected with it. That's different. The Gemara of Al-Aktani, we learned a comment, Zuhi Shashani. This is the classical case that we learned, the Chosim She'ein Lamachrayis, Niknin Im Chosim She'yesh Lamachrayis, because of Shtar Chazaka. Shmami, it's a clue of me, it says that this relates back to the Halacha Kinyan Agav. Shmami no, Loi Be'inan Tziburim Bo Shmami no, clear right for me, you don't need any Tziburim. Here the Gemara concludes, here the Gemara, and there's two dots, and the Gemara will still continue the discussion.
If you said, we'll Shmami, come back to me, yeah. The Shtar is that the buyer has a Raya that he bought it.
Yeah.
So if he's made the kinyan chazaka, and in this thing here, there hasn't the kinyan been made. So therefore, what's the relevance of the shtar in that case? Where he's actually made the
if there's a dispute,
yeah, afterwards.
If you made kinyan chazaka in the dispute, you can go back.
The kinyan chazaka, you have to fight it out and prove it yourself. When it comes to a shtar, the shtar is the proof. And now in the shtar, the proof also, if it does get take away from you, I have to now compensate you. There's no shtar. I don't. Says the Gemara of Aitiri Boy Luhu, have another question regarding Agav. Mi be'inan Agav Oloi. I have another question. Do you have to say when the vendor sells the property, the property and the metalklin to the buyer? Does he have to say be koine kinyan Agav, or he doesn't have to? The vendor doesn't have to say that at all. Toshma Tony says Kolhani. Look, we looked at all these prices, And but like Tony Agav, not once the vendor expressly say buy it and be kind of agav this. That's the whole deal. The whole deal is what it says. All the time, and everyone agrees, there's no question that the vendor has to say, okay, if I don't tell you, even if you want to buy it, if I don't tell you, go ahead and make a chazaka, then you're not kind of if you go ahead and fix fences. Who told you gave permission? I have to say, lay chazek with kni. Yet, which braisa here mentioned that? Navas, ala'adu amakni, and even though it doesn't mention it, it's obvious. Nuhachanami, adam aga, that's not it. Maybe you have to say aga as well. The Hilchos Gemara concludes: Tziburim loy bin an agav. As we said before, Shmamina that you don't have to. Hilchos Tziburim loy bin an and agav kini binin. Tziburim you don't need, but agav kini you do need. I have to express it, tell you, be kind of agav, but it doesn't have to be sitting on the karka.
So this sort of started to prepare in the anticipation of the buyer.
Yeah.
Putting your name and so on, and but there's been no, unless there's been some discussion, and this sort of shtar would have a call. Because you say one of the things, the reason the shtar is protection.
Yeah, but this is called it's called a shtar amona. We had it before in Ksuvah Zochof and Beza. It's called a shtar amona. It's not a, remember if the guy says, yes, I did write a shtar, but shtar amona, it was only a shtar on faith. You know, from
the
case of Baris.
The shtar was to establish the witnesses. Now you
know. No, you're preparing a shtar in case of sale, and the shtar is a rai, but the shtar also makes me have to compensate him and so on and so forth.
It's a further level of commitment.
Yeah, so the shtar itself means nothing.
Because the idea of the shtar is also that the lekucho is now, there's been a call, there's been, so this sort of shtar that we've got here, this shtar would also have a
a coil.
A coil that the
yeah, only once it's effective, yeah. So you have a shtar kinyan, shtar rai. Yeah, iboilu, another question. We're still talking about kinyan agav. It all has to do with how do we understand agav? Is agav because the metalton abederch mele bottle to the karka, so the kinyan of the karka carries over. Is carry is as if you made a kinyan metalton as well, or the pshat is that you don't need to make kinyan metalton because the karka becomes a dominant thing, and therefore you don't need. It's like bottle to the karka. You don't need. The question is there a kinyan on the metalton? But all I made is a kinyan on the karka, and that carries over to metalton, or you don't need a kinyan on the metalton. Because it's bottled to the karka, and therefore once the vendor says you can have both, it's automatic. And all these questions are to solve that. Ibailu, sode b'mecha metalkin matonama. What about the form of transactions are very different. I'm selling you the field, and I'm giving you a present, you know, a bonus, you get a tea kettle. You go to the bank, you open an account, you get a toaster. So I'm going to buy the property, you get a toaster. Mau. You actually even see that today advertised on cars. You buy a car, you'll get a TV or something, yeah. Toshma coming here. So the question is, but it's two different formats. Can you still is a vote only works when it's the same kinyan or not? In other words, if the vote is that the kinyan on the karka is a kinyan on the metalton, then it's two different kinyan, maybe it doesn't work. But if the vote is that you don't need a kinyan on the metalton because it's totally bottled, then what's the chilik if this is mecha, this is matana, that's coming from the same guy and it's totally bottled, I don't need anything. And these are all the same philosophy in these questions. Toshma coming here. What did Rabbi Gamliel say? The mice that I'll give when I return home. Now, certainly Yeshua will give Yeshua Mechananya, who is a Levi. I also want to be kind of straight away, so I'm renting the spot underneath so that he's kind of straight away. Now, Luchayda, I'm renting him the land, and I'm giving him a present, the tefuah. What does he claim from here? The renting, that, you know, two different forms
the
of Kenyan works.
And
yeah, and it still works. He brought the next question. What about sode le'echad or metalklin le'echad? What about if the vendor is selling two things? He's selling a house to one person and a car to another person. And he tells the guy who's buying the house, you make a kinyan of the house, and with you making a kinyan, the metalklin will belong to the other person. What's it in then? Toshma, come in here, l'chayde. And this again the same question. If the pshat, you don't need a kinyan at all, you do need a kinyan. Because if you don't need a kinyan at all, maybe it makes sense. But if you tell you do need a kinyan, how does my kinyan help this other guy? Talk about coming here. Isa shani osid lamaid. The mice said that I will measure nosan la'akiva min yaisa, will give it to Akiva on behalf of all the poor people. So who ends up owning this mice of the poor people? But I will give him a piece of land. Who's renting the land? Rabbi Kiva. Kiva gave him money and he rented the land. So Rabbi Kiva is renting the land and through that he's coined the mice oni on behalf of all the poor people. So we see it's two people. The land is there. My muska, muska means muska la maisa. Not that the land belongs to a kibbutz. The land will belong to all those people who will be the beneficiaries of that maisa. So it's to the same person. Or, the land went to Rabbi Kiva, but so did the tvuk. Rabbi Kiva is the anim. He had more Rabbi Kama. He's the yadanim. I'm a representative of all the anim. Omar Rav says, Rav, so once you gave it to him, you can't judge him on, yeah.
Even though the Anim are the ones who come to collect it from the doesn't matter. That's correct. Collected it.
No, Rekiva doesn't collect it. They collect it. But he himself, who is he? He's a shliach on behalf of all these anim. So therefore, because the din is he's a gam by tzedakah, and that's the din. Once they give Rekiva, they can't change their mind, as if the anim already got it. We'll have it in Baba Kama there in Shoshanagach. Yad anim anan, and therefore it's fafan. You can't change your mind. That doesn't matter. So that's like nivir, a little like brave over here. Omar Rav says, Rav lo yishanu el shenasan demei kulam. Another din. Rav Kozlan says, you know when Kinyan Agav works when you buy the property and the car, and I make Kinyan the car, I'm Kinyan the metaltlin. If I actually paid for the entire car, el shenasan demei kulam, I actually paid for it. However, lo yishanu demei kulam, didn't pay for all of it. Then lekonel kenegim meisel. Let's say there's a bunch of metalton. I'm only koine. The vendor's only happy to make sure you're koine only those metalton that are equal to the part that you paid. Tanya kavas rabbi. We actually in the brayse similar to rabbi. Yofik koyach kesev. The kinyan of kesev in a certain vantage point is stronger than koyach shtar. And the koyach shtar from another vantage point, the shtar is stronger than the koyach kesev. Yofik koyach kesev. How do you see that kesev is stronger? Shah kesev poidin boy. We had this enough. Hey, shah kesev poidin boy. Hegdesh is a ma'isa sheni. If you donate the hegdesh and you want to redeem it back, it's through money. Or ma'isa sheni, you redeem with money. But tarta kesev yaduch, and then you take it with Yerushalayim. Ma'shengim shtar. Shtar, you cannot redeem Hegdish with a shtar that I'm going to give money. So from this perspective, Kinyan Kesev is superior to Kinyan Shtar. However, the Yofik Koyach Shtar, from another vantage point, the Kinyan of the Shtar is actually stronger than Kesev. Where a shtar might see Bebas Yisrael. A woman who's married, how is she released from a marriage? Through a bill of divorce. Ma'ashen can be Kesev. Money won't do it. Right, could say Kategan Snager. Like Vai said, that's for Ain't Kategan as a Snager. The Yofe, Koyach, Shneim, Chazoke. Now Kesev and Shtar together have an advantage over Kinyan Chazoke. On the other hand, the Koyach Chazoke and Koyach Shneim. Yofe, Koyach Shneim, Shneim. Both of them, Koinim be Eved Divri. Both of them work by Eved Divri. In other words, you can buy an Eved Ivri with Kesev over Shtar. But we learned before, Mash Enkem Bechazoka, you cannot buy an Eved Ivri with a Kinyan Chazoka. And Yofa Koya Chazoka, what's the strength of Chazoka? She Chazoka Mochaloy Esse Sodas Be Esse Medinas. If I sell you 10 houses, 10 properties, in 10 different countries, except one vendor and one purchaser, Kivon Sheherzig Ba Achzmem Konokul, if you make a Chazoka in one property, you claim them all. This is what the Braise is saying. When do we say that should not make kula? When do we say that when you pay for all 10 properties? You didn't pay for all 10 properties, you only paid for a couple of them, then you're only kind of those the ones you paid for. So now this is Messiah Shmuel. Shmuel said the same halacha without knowing it's a Braise. So this proves it up. What did Rava say? Rava said, when does Kinyan Agav work? Kinyan Agav works if I paid for the entire metalton, then I make a Kinyan of the house, I'm cutting metalton. But if I only paid for partial metalton, then I'm only cutting the partial. Here's the same idea with the Sadas. Same idea.
Are we trying to show the strength of Kinyan Chazaka?
No, that's a Braise. But we're trying to say, yeah, this is true. But just like Chazaka works on properties, that you kind of won, you kind of all of them, because the Gemara is comparing it to Kinyan Agav. It's all, you know, one property, all other ones have Derech Agav. Same thing with Rava came along and says, Karka with metalklin is the same. We're relating the two. The Gemara also says, maybe it's different. We're relating the two.
In this Braisa, where we're trying to show the strength of the Kinyan Chazaka, that you can be kind of 10 properties with one Maisa Chazaka, yeah. It's all totally in the Kesef.
But that's Karkas. Yeah, but Kesef won't work. We're talking about that's Karkas, but not Karka. Because one Karka,
not Karka. Chazaka Helfnisht.
That's exactly what Rav is saying. That's
what I'm saying. And
so this is a proof to Rav.
How does he show through that Kinyan Chazaka is stronger?
No. Chazaka, because if you Kesef, you're only koiner. You cannot be koiner with Kesef any other property, only what you paid for.
Right.
So there's, of course, I'm talking about. If I'm koiner Kesef, then whatever you paid, you're koiner. So if there's 10 properties, I only paid for two, there's nothing to talk about. It's not a weakness of Kesef. That's what Kesef is. Chazaka has a strength. I made a Kinyan in one property. Kesef, you made a Kinyan, you'll only work with those you made a Kinyan on. So it's Chazaka is stronger. So Chazaka, you made a Kinyan. Chazaka, you fixed the fences on one property.
So the whole of fields, two are getting paid for, the rest are going to get paid later. Yeah. How do you get bailus on that?
So he doesn't have bailus on the other eight?
No, Chazaka won't work either. Unless he paid for it. But you didn't do Kinyan Kesef.
So that's why
in a place where you don't do Kinyan Kesef.
The strength of Chazaka.
What do you mean?
Because Bamedvar Mamurim, when can one Maise Kinyan?
Because you didn't do a
Kinyan.
Simple.
It's yeah. Only when you paid for it.
Your fingers are. What's the Kinyan exactly? By Chazaka. Only the Chazaka. Fix
door,
a fence. Did I go to every field to fix a fence? No. The money that I'm giving you, is that a Kinyan giving you? Can I owe you money for the land? The value
this
of the land?
10 fields.
Exactly. But I'm not paying you to be coined. I'm paying you because that's what I owe you. It's a loan.
It's a
whatever
debt,
it is.
Yeah.
It's a debt. But what's the Kinyan? The Kinyan itself is Chazaka. And I only have to do the Kinyan on one field and you're coined all the other ones.
Okay.
Kesef, if I'm paying you for all the fields and that's the Kinyan, then I made a Kinyan for every field.
Confusing the acquisition
that's right.
With the
payment.
Act
yeah.
Of payment. Yeah, yeah.
So you're responsible.
Yes.
Right.
Let's do the top Rashi. Medra Amurim, the Kone, the Chazoka, the Sod, the Zoo. If you make a Chazoka on one field, Esther, the Ched is on the field, Sheenus, Muchlo, not next to it, Bizman, Shenosli, at least you pay for it. Umetalklin, Hanikli, Makarka, Nami, Kisod, the Sheenus, Muchlo. We're treating Metalklin, the relation to Karka, like other fields that are far away, the Dami, behind it, exactly the other. Then the Gemara says, Shmuel said, back to the Gemara, Shmuel said the exact same thing, but he didn't realize the Braise. Misayel, Shmuel, this actually helps Shmuel. Dama Shmuel, Shmuel said, Mochalo, you sold somebody 10 fields, but Esa Medinas in 10 countries. Kivan Jeherzig Ba'achas Man Konetkul, and you make a look at one of them, you cut all of them. You cut all of them. So this was, Shmuel didn't say anything about money. Shmuel said the Khidish by Chazaka, you make a one, it cut all of them. So that's this Braise supports Shmuel. Rashi was saying, Shmuel Hachdik Ton, this din that says, Kivan Jeherzig Ba'achas Man Konetkul, that supports him. Now comes along Amr of Achab, the Ravika, Teda, I will prove to you that this is correct. If I give 10 behemoths and I put one rein around all of them and I give you the rein, Mesira. If you pulled one rein, since that 10 animals attached to it, you're carrying all 10. Same thing about the property. You make a kinyan on one property, you're carrying all 10. So Gemara says, what are you comparing? Amalei mi dummy. How can you compare? That's the basis for this din about karka, you cannot compare. Awesome, igudai biyadai. Over there, all the animals are physically tied together with one rein. So, of course, if you're holding on, there's one rein. You're holding on all 10 animals. Hocha ain't igudai biyadai. Here, the land are all over the place. So you're not attached. So you can't draw assimilate from that din of 10 behemoths with one rein. So therefore, Shmuel is a big chiddush, and the Braise is the same chiddush. Igidami, another version is Omar Rav Achrevika Teida. I'll prove it to you. The loikani. In fact, I'm going to argue with Shmuel. In fact, I believe you're not kind of, because the case by the animals, Elam Osalai, Esa Behem Avsa Echad Vamlazu, Kni, Mi, Koni. Maybe Taki, you're not kind of by 10 animals with one rein. So by property also, you're not kind of. And the Gemara Nasa Faket. You're right, animals you're not kind of. Me, there are some goofy muchlokim. Over there, it's 10 separate entities. Therefore, maybe you're not kind of with holding one rein. Hocha Sadna de Arachadu. The nostril of the land, the kerchief is, yeah, well, the whole world is one big piece.
Even
under the water, over the water, because if you continue traveling, you're under the water. You know how they say Hawaii has the tallest mountain in the world?
Yeah.
Because they start counting, like, you know, 20,000 feet under the ground, because that's where the mountain starts. So it's all a hemshech. Just because there's water there now. Rashi. Rashi, Aguda, Biyoda, Kul, and Aguda, Biyagadej, Biyoda, they're all tied to this one knot that he has in his hand. He can have me tell you that the Lord unless it doesn't give you a shmuel. When he gave him the strap of 10 animals, but he said, "Zoo, I want you to be kind of this animal." Just because you're holding on to the other animal doesn't make you kind of it, because all I gave you permission. Remember, by Kenyan, the vendor has to say Lech Hazek V'Kni. So he only said Lech Kni Zoo. So he clearly said this animal. So just because they're all tied together in one rein, you're not kind of the other ones. And the same thing by property. If I tell you, if you make a chazak on one property, say lech lech kini, how are you kind of the other ones? That's what David was saying. So hachanamiki arzik b'ha, you make a chazak on one property. Vein hashani kodesim zukaniu, as if he said zoo, only this one. So we answer no. By animals, gufim mechalak, and each animal separate. So if I didn't give you permission to be kind of all of them, no. V'chi oimel leizu kaniu mashma v'loy konash. I don't mean rest. Hacha leizu kaniu. He didn't say that. Sadad arachadu dehakulam mechaberes. Sadna is terinik. Sadan shel nafachim. So that's the pestle there by bellows. Kolaymer eshes v'chibar akarka chadu. It's the thing on the ground that you bang against. Now kulam mechaberes, all attached. Think about right. To that, the zaykikim. The last chiddush in Mishnah was that even though we don't normally make a shvuah on karka, in his boy like kakoyis, but still, if I come tanu v'kelim v'kakoyis, Well, how's the beginning of Shnei Mechzin? If I come to you and I claim Sai Kalim, which is Metaltin, Sai and Sai Kakois, if you have to swear from Metaltin, for example, I demand of you 10 Kalim, and you say you only have 5, so that's Moedim Mixer. So if you, once you have to swear on the Metaltin, Zeikik and Gilgul Shvua, you also attach, you can throw on other Shvuas, and you can make me swear on the property as well. Zeikik is in the Chasim. Amarul says, Ula, Menayin, Le Gilgul Shvua, and I tell you, we know this whole concept of Gilgul Shvua, Shenemar, because it says, Va'omra Isha Amin, I mean, by this case of the Saita, the water is going to go into the stomach and make it swell. So the woman has to say, Amin, Amin. But Tanan, we learn, what's a double Amin? Amahi Oimedes, Amin, Amin. What's this extra Amin for? Or a bunch of other Shvuas that you heap upon her. Goes as follows. Amen, Allah, Allah, Amen, that in this curse you said that my thigh should swell. Amen, Allah, Shvua, and then Amen, on the vow that she had to make, that what the Kohen says, swear that you did not commit adultery with this man that your husband warned you about. Amen, Imizeh, swear that you had nothing to do with this man, and once we do that, Amen, Imizeh, I can throw on you even other people I didn't accuse you of. Swear that you never had a relationship with anyone. Amen, Shalaisa Tisi Arusa. Swear that you did not also deviate while you were engaged to me. Unasua, while you're married to me. I'm throwing those extra ones. Vishemedis Yavam. Or while you're waiting for the Yavam.
So this is the Yavam, the Cheder, who's making it.
Yeah, exactly. Or Kanusa, that a Shemedis Yavam is someone she's waiting for her brother to be ready. Or Kanusa, she married her brother already and he's already making a swear. Swear to me also when you're a lady in waiting. You also behaved. That's called guilt. Once you swear about something, once I have the right to swear, I can heap on other shoes. So we learn all this from Amen, Amen. Says the Gemara, let's understand this Harusa business. Says the Gemara, Hi, Harusa Kedami, I'm making you swear that while you were engaged to me, you didn't drink. Tell me what's going on here. Ilema, the Konulai warned her. Kishi Harusa, if I warned her when she was engaged. The Kamashkila Kishi Arusa, and I'm giving her to drink because she didn't listen, she defied me, and the witnesses that saw her is, being alone with this guy here. And I want to give her to drink while she's in Arusa, and then while she's Arusa, I'm throwing other shvuas. Can't be. You can never give a woman who's engaged water to drink. Why not? But Tanan, because we learned in a Mishnah, Saita, May Saita.
She has to be married.
No? Exactly, because we learned, exactly. Arusa and a Shemedes Yavam, Le Shaisa, they don't drink, the Le Nightless. My time, how do we know? Because the Pasuk says that we warned the woman, we admonish her. Did you deviate while you were married to your husband? Tachas Isheikh, when you were married to your husband. A woman who's engaged is not Tachas Isheikh. They don't live together. Tachas Isheikh, when you live together. So behind his back. But when you're engaged, you cannot call Tachas Isheikh. So therefore, there's no din to say Tachas Isheikh. How would he ever get her to swear in the first instance when she's a Rusa? It says here, if you make her swear while she's a Rusa, you can throw other shoes. How can you ever make her swear while she's a Rusa? If you caught her while she's a Rusa and you want to give her a drink, you can't. And you don't have that situation. Navas. Ella, the Konilok, what do you mean, Arusa? You warned her when she was in Arusa. The Nistra Kishi Arusa, and she was caught by witnesses when she was in Arusa. But, the Kamashkila Kishi Nasuya, when you actually, by time you gave her to drink, she's already married. Says the Gemara, it won't work here either. Mi Batkala Maya, will the water be biting? Why not? Because the man, after he warned her, and there were witnesses that they were intimate together or they were alone together, he had no right to marry her. And the din is that if the man himself is not ay, then the water won't, you have no right. Who do you think you are that you're going to treat your woman, your wife like this? It says in the Pasuk, the Nikah Ishme Oven, the man has to be clean from all sins, especially a sin to do with his wife. If he lives with her after this whole story, then the water no longer rendered useless. And we die each man. Isha menukim oven, and the man is all right. No, but he lived correctly, legally. The mind by kazishtei. Ain't have ish menukim oven, but if he's not all right, ain't the mind by kazishtei. So how can there be a case of a saiti of the rusa?
God bless
it. How?
Because he was a ma'aris her, and then she was mezana. Can't say tachtov, but she was mezana. And then he didn't know about it. They got married, and then the Adim came and told him. So he get now.
So when is it?
So now he says, "Now I want to give you to drink." That while we were Arusa, while you were in Arusa, you were faithful.
Yeah. If the whole kinu and everything was bisman, they were married already. But he's now referring back to the time when she was in Arusa.
Say it again.
In other words,
he's baggy.
No, no, but when he says you weren't mezana, with this man or mezana with any man?
No, that's the Gilgul. The Gilgul is any man. Talk about the original shvua. What was the original shvua? The original shvua. If you don't believe in Gilgul, the original shvua is Narusa. So Eli the Gilgul, right? The only way we can do it is through a Gilgul. That means he had another shvua which is legitimate, and then he said
he rolls it on.
Okay, now that after we got married, you know, I told you not to speak to this and the guy, and you did. So tell me also the time when you were engaged. So we see there's a Gilgul by Saita. That's how we learn the whole Gilgul from Saita. Look at Ashi, Gilgul, first wide line. Shekinula, he warned her, because she assumed she's married. Then Nistra, and she was alone with a guy. Then you heap upon her another Shavua while you're engaged. Even though on her own I could never swear. It's impossible. It's impossible ever to make a Shavua. Never warned her. Why don't we learn? Why don't we learn that, like, exactly what the image just asked? So why can't it be? He warned her when she was engaged. And she didn't. She defied his warning. Another way, the whole sin is not getting married. Sin is living together. He got married under the chuppah. They never lived together. So this way, he's in the sewer. But he's warned. It's tachazi sheikh. And he's given to drink tachas sheikh, even though it all happened on Shad Rusa. Habay luk mahachi bin mesechti yevamis. Vaisivnola, we ask, mibil ade ishech means shekadma shchivas baal leboil. That your man had to be, we
the
could only.
To the husband was there before.
So it's not just a question when he found out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it had to be that she actually committed this sin. Yeah. Vaisivnola, shekadma shchivas baal leboil. If she did it while she was in the Rus, it wouldn't work. Even your way as well. Because even if he didn't know about it, then it can't be, because if by the Rus, it's not Tachzishek. Eli de Gilgul. There's Nus Erisin Kodma Shchivas Boilu. No, if she ever was Mazana while she was in the Rus, it had to always be before it was as a husband. So the only way is if I can really force her to swear when she was married to me, I'll talk to her about a Rus. That he'd lived together while in the father's house.
Back to Gemara. What about in Yehuda, where they lived together for a trial period?
Yeah, okay, but again, it's not really Tachazisha, or maybe it is, I don't know. Ashkan Saita, the Isur, all we know from is Isaita, which is Isur. And how do you know it works in case of money as well, that you can do Gilgul? I know when I claim a stake claim of money, I can also throw other shvuos. You owe me $100 and you say only 50. So once I get to swear 50, swear to me I didn't lend you $100 last year and the year before, and the year before that.
Is that a
Torah? It's Mahatayr according to Tesis in Bob Metzia in the beginning of Shemesh. It's Mahatayr. Others say something about.
Why is the Torah making you swear on other things? It's got nothing to do with it.
Because that's my right. Once I have a right to make you swear,
right?
Because it gives credibility to me. No, it's not about that saying swear. But we'll soon see. By money, I could always make you swear. You'll see in a minute.
In a way, it doesn't make sense.
It does, because it gives credibility to me. Since I'm already legitimate on one thing,
we've established something that he should.
That you owe me, so I can already add a few other things, because probably I'm saying the truth. Menolan, how do you know? The Torah of Shmuel, Kavuchemer, Kavuchemer. Mador Saita. Saita is weaker than money. If all I have is one witness that I warned her, I cannot make her swear then that she didn't have any affair with whatever it is. You need two witnesses of the Torah that to be alone. We learned David. Yeah, Megalgulin. And yet the din is Megilgul. Momen Shenitin Li Tov Eidech. Money is so much stronger that even one witness says you owe me money at Eidech is Mechai Veshua. Then Einoidin Shemegalgulin. Okay, so you're fine. Ashkem Bevade. All we know from here is that in a case where I have a definite claim, I can throw other shvuos. Sofig Minolan. What about that if it's, if I come a claim that, for example, my second claim is you owe me $100 as well, you owe me this, you owe me that. So I can continuously make you swear if I'm claiming 100%. What about if I say to you, you might owe me some money as well, swear in that as well? My second shvuos. Yeah, can I make you swear? Then it's yes. How do we know that? Sorry?
Why would you be able to make the other person swear?
That's the din. That's the din of Gilgul.
That's really explained to you here.
Yeah, it's a Safik Manola, and how do you know? For example, two partners, and I don't know for a fact that you swindled me all the time, you took money out of the cash register, I don't know. But once you have to swear to me about some other matter, say, you know what? Swear to me that all the years we were partners, you never cheated me. Now, do I know you did cheat me? I don't. But I have a suspicion. So can I ask you? Manol, how do you know? I look at a site, the whole site is a chasafik. Everything about site is a chasafik. I don't know. If, even when she was alone with this man, you don't know if anything happened. right? We're just accusing you. So what's the next question? By sight, everything I'm accusing you of, even the initial Shavuah is a suffix. So the second Shavuah is no worse than the first Shavuah. When I warned her, don't be alone with this guy, and then she was alone with the guy, do I know that anything happened untoward between them? No. So the whole thing is a suffix. So once I can make, the Torah says, sanction the Shavuah of a suffix, I can throw more Shavuahs as fakes. But by money, when I say to you, you definitely owe me $100, my first taina, and you say 50, is a vaday. Can a vaday also in his trail bring suffix Shavuahs? That's the question.
And I also wonder why a woman would swear, I mean a man, knowing what's going to happen to her if she's guilty.
Sota talks about it. She has pride. Her pride won't allow her to admit, oh, I did the wrong thing.
I know that maybe she's innocent. It could very well be she's innocent. She just flirts. A flirter doesn't make her.
If she knows, then she'd
say to Manny, she'd be crazy to go ahead with it because she'll die.
Yeah, but then why would you go ahead with it?
She probably won't. She'll push him to the wall and see if the husband has the guts to take him to the base of English. And if not, she'll at the last minute, she could admit to the last minute, as we learned in the Mishnah there in Sota. Okay, we'll go two more lines, we'll finish. Ashkem Bavadis, something no hino, Tanya Rosh Bihaim, Nemra Shvu Bechutz. Okay, Javi, we'll stop here. Javi's itchy. And we'll continue tomorrow. Yeah.